State track and field meet is coming up again. We're excited about four straight days once again being in Omaha Burke Stadium. And my gosh, we've talked to this young man over a couple of years, his assistant coaching duties over at McCool Junction and McCook High School alum Kyle Gaston. And Kyle, you wear so many darn hats. I mean, you're wearing different ones throughout every season, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It keeps on revolving. And right now, with my son now getting of the age of getting to school and sports, that hat changes by the hour, I feel like, right now.
It's about time. What grade's he in now?
He's in kindergarten. So he just started school this year, but he's, playing baseball and soccer right now. And I'm also coaching track, and I'm in the midst of finishing up with the spring Hunter Ed season. So I'm going all over the place.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I know you enjoy the track and field scene. I know we were texting the other day. You're coming off your district the other day and had some good results. I know as far as the team, the boys were district champs. The girls were third overall, and you're going to send some pretty good kids to Omaha for the state meet.
Yeah, we had a great day on Wednesday. It was a beautiful day. You know, sunny, hardly any wind, so it was a great day to compete. And yeah, our boys team has a definitely a team effort there to win districts, but we had I gotta brag a little bit with the being able to be the pole vault coach, and they've been a strong group this year with a senior and two juniors, and so we've gone 1, 2, 3 in a lot of meets with them, so it's been fun to coach those three and be able to get at least two of them there to qualify for state. So
yeah,
excited about at least those two guys there to get state.
Yeah, no question. You said you went 1, 2, 3, and dang it, Alex Meyer just fell a little bit short of making it kind of a trio there. Just fell a little bit short, didn't he?
Yep. So he came along. I mean, he PR'd by a foot this season and did well, and he's excited to get going again for next year, knowing that the district's wide open for him to be in the top two next year. But good job to the other two. They came a little more consistent at the end of the season and getting over that, typically around that 12-foot range, 12-6 range. So, so we're excited to get them hopefully over that mark, because I know that's it'll be a tough one this year for pole vault at state. With it looks like you might have to be going 13-foot there to play. So, it'll be a good group, because you're well aware of it, because most of them come from the southwest part of the state, I see.
Yeah, that district at Southern Valley of the day, it's had some really good ones, and I think five or six, if I can't remember off the top of my head with that in front of me, but did hit the state qualifying mark. So yeah, it's pretty good, not too bad. This Carson McDonald, he's a senior, does a lot for you, kind of a workhorse for you, isn't he?
Yeah, so Carson, happy to get him going. He came off of a great basketball season and going to go to college to play basketball there in Concordia, but he got injured towards the end of the season while they're making their runner-up finish there at States. And so he started off slow. We kind of eased him into the season, so he's just finally hitting his form here this last couple of weeks. But, yeah, he's doing well in that triple jump, and we're trying to get him over that 40-foot mark, and then he, you know, ran those sprints pretty well there today. This is one of the first times we really had to show them and just open up full speed. So hopefully we can get him down a little bit faster on those times, but excited for that senior to have a good district meet and a chance to compete in three events there at state.
You've got a freshman distance runner in the mile and 2 mile that's pretty good early, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been a good workhorse, just keep going and going and going for us. He's always up for the challenge to compete against anybody in the state whenever we go to the different meets. And so we're excited to get him. He's there in medal contention going into state. So hopefully his 2 mile time will be ready to go. I mean, it's a big stage as a freshman to be up there, but he did well at state cross country, placing well. So we're excited for him to hopefully do the same thing here at state track.
And the same goes with the girls. You got a couple of distance girls. You got 1 and 2, both the mile and the 2 mile.
Yeah, it's been a fun time the last few years with our distance girls, and it's going to continue here for a while as well. But our girls' distance, our cross country team's the 2-time state champ. So bringing in Leah and Kaylee are both there in contention for those top spots there in the mile and 2 mile. Natalie Clark ran a great time in a very tough district for the 2 mile. We sent 6 girls from our district to the 2 mile there to state. So she's ready. She'll be fresh just for that one there. And so we're excited. Maybe she might be able to sneak up in there and do something as well. Those are doing well. And that leads right into our relays. Mm-hmm. Are expected to do good things for us, 4x8 and 4x4. I know we were doing a little jockeying there at districts to try to get some other people in, so we might load up that relay a little bit differently for a state and hopefully get our top four fastest actually on the relays there at the state meet. So we're excited. I think our girls can make a splash there this year and be in some contention. I mean, I know Dundee County Stratton's far and ahead to lead there, but we hope to be right there in the hunt in the top five.
Yeah, that 10.06 to 4x8, that's pretty darn good. I'm sure that group would love to run under 10 if possible there at the state meet.
Oh, yeah. So I know that was the one that we saved off one of our stronger runners off of it. So we'll put her back on it. And because we got her qualified in the open 8 was the priority. So because we had that Kayleana, she's a freshman. And so getting her experience as much as we can in different events there at state was a goal. And so we kept her off that 4x8 initially. So I'm assuming she'll be ready to lead off the group there for us at state.
Well, I'm sure it's been a fun spring. You go to a lot of invites each and every week, and it's been fun watching these kids just get better and better and lowering those times and improving those marks each and every meet you go to.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I mean, I got to go there, and the ups and downs of the season and working on, maybe everything's not going as smooth as possible, and even in the meet itself, I know the boy who we did send to state there, that second in pole vault, I took his third attempt at the opening, his opening height there, and ball still bounced the bar. So there's definitely the ups and downs of the season are right there in the event itself. But it's been fun watching these kids grow, mature, especially since this is my fifth season here. So now I've been with these kids all their high school career. So watching these kids grow up and get able to do these different things has been awesome.
I know you keep busy with your regular job, of course, but boy, it's kind of nice that they allow you to get with the track program with something you really, really, really love.
Yeah, so I know I can't be at every single meet. I can't be about maybe about half the practices, but I got to do as much as I can to help out the school, and it's been a good blessing that the work will let me do this and make the schedule work so I can be as to many things as I can from now and hopefully in the future as well.
And, of course, you're still doing, of course, conservation officer, education, hunter education officer, too, I think, as well, with the game and parks and getting ready, I'm sure, for a busy summer coming up, aren't you?
Yep, so I know. I still run the hunter ed program, so I was able to hand off those officer duties there to just focus really on hunter ed, mm-hmm. And so I've been enjoying that. And I know I got a conference pretty much about a week right after I get back done with state track. I got to go to a conference in another state to talk about our programs here in Nebraska, and then I got to have Rutgers bring in about 100 instructors off for a training here in the middle of June. So I got that's all in my mind too, getting all the logistics planned for a big conference for a weekend for 100 plus instructors. So there's always going to be some event going on and something happening. So I mean, we also wrapped up the Donovan trap shoot that we run. So there's always lots of things happening at all times. So I stay busy, that's for sure.
I was gonna say you got to do a little traveling with all this job too, don't you?
Yep, across the state to meet the instructors and train the instructors, but I got to go. You know, Nebraska's always been proud of our programs here and how we do things for the conservation world. So I do get to go travel to some of these national conferences and speak and attend and learn at these different meetings. So it's been fun. So like I said, I'll get to head down to Arizona here in a week and a half. So